Did you all feel the earthquake yesterday? Brother Patrick told me a short story before coming in. He said one time he was in church, there was an earthquake, and down the road was a bar. He said all the people from the bar came to the church, and the people from the church went to the bar. I would have gone to the bar, too, for a margarita, I think. In today's gospel, Jesus used the real-life situation the Pharisees and the scribes found themselves in to teach us a very important lesson. First, let's say something about the scribes and the Pharisees. Who were they? To the Jews, the law of God was complete. It contained the whole will of God. All you have to do is to observe it, to be saved. But for the scribes and the Pharisees, this was not enough. So they set up an unending set of rules and regulations. And now it was the scribes who worked out all the regulations and traditions, and it was up to the Pharisees who devoted their life to make sure they were observed. They were like a police force. Now to Jesus, the scribes and the Pharisees were hypocrites. They paid God only lip service. From today's gospel, we can see that some parts of the law were framed in such a way as touching only the external. For Jesus, religion has its seat in the heart. And that is why the law is not seen as a burden, but as a gift, a source of life and wisdom and righteousness. You obey because you love. We cannot disregard God's law and cling to what is human tradition. We cannot just pay lip service. God probes the heart. For example, when we celebrate the sacraments and other liturgical functions of the church, do we pay more importance to what's happening? Do we pay more importance to God touching our hearts? Or are we more concerned about flowers, music, or decorations? This is very true sometimes about weddings and quinceañeras and other things. They are fine. But remember, God wants to probe the heart. It's okay to decorate the church, but we cannot ignore God. God gives us a very important event when He touches our hearts. Today, more than ever before, more importance to human ideas are given than to God's commandment. It was here when we had the earthquake yesterday, just this end, you know, and everybody was looking around, nobody moved. So I said, we better finish before the big one comes. Anyway, we are to give importance to God's word, more than human traditions. Some twist the word of God to make it seem sanction and corner whatever they choose to do. You know, somebody told me there's about 100 wars going on in the world right now. So the whole world, this state, and even the church, right at this moment, they are in a mess. Why? What's happening? Why are people killing each other for no reason? Why the breaking into the homes? Why we abuse other people? It is because we are not paying attention to God's commandments. So we are to return to the deep sources of our faith as the foundation of life. It is not enough to know or to preach the commandments. The sister one time in the classroom, she was examining the children, and they knew the commandments. So she said, if I disobey my parents, which commandment I am breaking? One little hand went up, the fourth commandment. And if I steal the bike of my friends, what commandment I be breaking? Another hand went up, the seventh commandment. See, children even know how to enumerate them one after the other. I might not be able to do that now, but I know there are 10, and I better observe the 10 of them. So finally, this sister, she knew she is not getting anywhere, and they knew everything. So she said to them, okay, now, if I be going down the road and I see the neighbor's cat there, and I start pulling the cat by the tail, which commandment I be breaking? One little boy said, sister, I don't know which one, but it goes like this. What God has joined, let no one pull apart. So it's not enough, really. One friend of Mark Twain one time said to him, Mark, I feel so good today. I'm going on the highest mountain and pronounce the commandments for everyone to hear. Mark said, I had a better idea. He said, why don't you stay here in Boston and observe them? We have to live them, to observe them. Christ can teach us to fulfill God's law, not out of fear. See, God does not want to be obeyed by fear-dominated people. The only definition we have in the Holy Scriptures, God is love. God loves us. And therefore, we are to return that love by obeying his commandments. In the first reading, the Israelites were almost going to the Holy Land now. But Moses knew he is not going. In fact, he never made it to the Holy Land. It's his brother, Joshua, that led the people. But before that, Moses gave some admonitions to the people. He said, remember God's commandments. Observe them that you may live. Imprint them in your heart. Teach them to your children. And remember what God said to me. If the people observe the commandments, I will be their God, and they will be my people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.